Radio. We're back after Texas. Well,
after we survived the Texas weather.
We have power. We have water. We're good to go. And we've been missing y'all.
That's the good thing about living in Texas. You get
all seasons.
All seasons and like.
But we have an extended summer. Yeah. That's what,
very
that's what,
long.
We have an extended summer. From fucking
9 months of summer.
Yeah.
You know. It was.
And then we have three months with it. It's like different. Like,
yeah.
It hits fall. November's fall. Then we get like fall till December.
Like
then.
Yeah.
Winter.
The end of December. Like the end of December starts getting colder.
Yeah.
Because January and February.
Yeah, but January we did get some warm weather.
Yeah.
So February is maybe like the winter month.
Yeah,
it's crazy because you laugh at people like, you know, they're like, man, dude, it's hot. It's like 80 degrees outside. You're like, that's not even hot.
You're like, that's barbecue weather for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
You're like, what the hell, dude? And then fucking drops like 30 degrees. You're like, oh, my fucking God.
Dude, it hits 20 degrees and we're like, we can't survive here.
I'd rather live with 2 months of 110 weather than 2 fucking days of snow. Fuck that, dude.
Hell yeah, dude.
Fuck that snow. They could have it.
The only reason, like, I was like, okay, enough of this snow, because, like, we weren't prepared for it. Like, our utilities stuff was not prepared for it. But if we lived in, like, New York or Alaska or something, it's like,
those fuckers have to drive.
It's a blizzard. It wasn't even a blizzard
here. Like,
here,
where everybody gets all panicky, they don't know how to drive.
Yeah, because they can't do the, what do they put on the ground?
Is it the sand? Or the crystal?
They put sand
and salt and sand in
yeah,
your mixture
like,
or some shit. De-icing agent.
Yeah, like
they
don't have
those fucking shovel trucks or whatever to fucking
plow. We had fucking backhoes and some other shit cleaning the roads.
Running loaders
yeah.
and maintainers.
Yeah.
Like,
we had some bullshit cleaning the roads, dude. Yeah. We're like, what the fuck is that?
Well, they're doing the best they can
know,
with what they
but
have.
It's like a lot of our houses here in Texas don't have freaking fireplaces or
connections for backup
people
generators.
People that did use their fireplace burned up their house, didn't they? Like there was a couple,
but there's some
because
that
they don't clean it. You have to fucking clean it and maintain
it. And plus, like, it's probably the thing
no,
is
they left it on while they went to their room.
Oh.
See, and that's the thing. What J2 is saying, you need to keep an eye on it.
Yeah.
You can't be going, okay, I'm gonna go to sleep. Like, no, like, especially here, we're inexperienced with using fireplaces. So, I mean, I would have somebody, okay, you stay on watch and watch the fire.
But you know what was a lot of, like, the old school houses here, in especially San Antonio, they have those, remember those old school natural gas heaters?
Yes.
Yeah, I grew up with those.
Yeah.
Yeah, that we grew up with.
One.
A lot of them, a lot of people took them out because they're like, oh, we have central heating.
Yeah.
Now, but a lot of the old houses still have them, and it like they fucking Daniela from work. She was telling me she was warm because she has that heater,
gas
heater.
Was she without power and water or
just
those warm up way better than
growing up, we had those because we used to.
Yeah, but didn't those become an issue too?
We used to buy propane.
Because they would leak gas.
Yeah, they would leak gas.
We used to buy propane, and then we also grew up, my grandma had a wood burning stove,
mm-hmm.
So that wood burning stove, we would chop firewood, you know, in the summer months, and then she'd have that for heat, and that used to heat up the house, like, I mean, you used to fucking sweat, dude, that's how hot it was over there. But then again, you would sweat, because, you know, we'd put the heater on when it's fucking 60 degrees outside, because we're freaking out, you know what I mean?
Well, I'm freaking out,
you're
South
not
Texan, freaking
out. Man. We're South Texan, we don't deal good with fucking 40 degree weather.
Like what? We were 2 days ago. We were in what? How many degrees?
16 degrees.
And what today? What was today?
70 degrees. I think today.
See, like, look at how crazy.
Within
that.
A week, we went from fucking freezing to shorts and
like
shorts
Thursday
and tank top weather.
What 20 something?
Yeah, like 27.
And Friday,
right?
It was like 50
something.
Yeah. Going to
see. But it was crazy, man. It was an adventure driving to work. Like, not in the snow. The snow was okay.
It's just the icing.
I just think when it becomes
ice and slit. Yeah.
No, because when remember we had the thaw, it thawed a little bit, and then it froze again, yeah. And that's what was bad.
Yeah.
Because the second snow that we got, it wasn't icy. It was just snow. Like
that's when I busted my ass on the driveway. This is how you know I've never
walked on the. I told him, why did you walk on the concrete? Well, I had to get the recycles. Like, you could have still walked through the grass as much as you could.
Did you have your boots on?
I had my boots on. But see, the asphalt was no ice on the asphalt, right? And then once you step onto, like, the pavement, iced over everywhere.
Well, you could have put it at our curb's not that high. You could have pulled the
I thought it was fine because the asphalt was not iced over.
Wait, did they even pick up the recycle?
No, I told him. Because Rosie is an asshole.
No, the moment he came back inside from taking it out, I was like, why'd you take it out? They're not going to bring it. They're not going to come.
He was like, I'm just going to leave it
out there. But she didn't tell me before.
I didn't know you were out there going to go take out the recycle.
Asshole.
How am I supposed to know what the hell you're doing outside?
But yeah, no, fuck that cold weather, dude. I mean, they could have that shit. 70, 60 degrees, 50 degrees, maybe even 30 degrees, I could do it.
But you want to live in Montana.
I don't mind it when I enjoy it. But here, like,
I think in other states, like, even like the paved roads and stuff are made differently.
When it's prepared. Because it was miserable. That's what I was saying. Yeah, it was miserable because we had no electricity.
Yeah, dude, that's what it was.
Other people had it like freaking way worse.
Oh, of course.
I agree with you.
We just didn't
that.
Have electricity. And
if the electricity didn't go out and the water wasn't a problem, I feel like we could have enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But because they bullshitted with those fucking 30-second rotations, fuck you, asshole.
Like, I would actually rather have the water than the electricity because at least we're able to shower, too.
Yeah.
And because imagine if we were just without electricity and no water. Yeah. I mean, but that's just me. People would want electricity.
But see, like, I think if we should go up into the northern states, those houses are built for maintaining heat. Like, that's why they come with, like, wood-burning fireplaces and all that stuff.
It was like that.
We
were like that State Farm commercial where you hit that dollar, you almost got it. And then, boom, they shut off the electricity. They're like,
some people were, at least we were getting rotations. Some people weren't even getting those rotations.
So.
And some people didn't even lose electricity.
I had to charge my phone in my, like, in my
Rosie
car.
Rosie too?
You know what made it bad? Like, in all honesty, like, I could deal with it on my own home and on my own part, right? But what made it bad is, like, our neighbor, Don, right? Because he's an older gentleman, and he had to go into his truck to warm up. And he was kind of, you feel sympathetic towards him because he didn't know what he was doing. He was struggling. So
that's what JT said. He's like, I never, because Don had called him over to the truck, and JT's like, dude, like, I've never seen him, like his face was just like he was afraid. Like, he was scared, and he was asking JT, like, well, you know, do you know when they're going to turn on the electricity? Like, when is it going to go on and this and that? Like, he was freaking out.
Like, he was to a point where he didn't know what to do anymore.
Because he's an older man, but he's pretty self-sufficient.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't need help.
Exactly.
And all that stuff, but, you know, yeah.
I think even the night before, he called an EMT, right? The EMS to come.
The fire department showed up because he just said, like, I'm too cold. That was the part that kind of made it unsettling. But I mean, aside from that, I could have lived through it. Yeah, because we had the generator. I went and bought it.
Yeah,
but,
and JT had even offered him like, hey, you can plug into our generator, and he's like, well, no, like I'll be fine. And that's why the next day, me and Rosie like moved it closer in between our house. But I had heard him trying to get that other generator working because he has an older one, and I guess he just couldn't. But good thing that same day the electricity kicked on like at what? Like 6 in the evening? 6-7 in the evening? And it stayed on.
It's funny because you're like afraid to like watch TV or whatever. You're like, I don't want to mess up the electricity.
No, I was watching TV and I was like,
dude, you were vacuuming.
Yeah, I started.
Yeah, they say to conserve energy. And I mean, like the electricity, and he right when the power goes, he starts vacuuming. Yeah, I'm like, dude.
Because the floor.
And me and Rosie are like, for now, just use the freaking broom.
The floor had dust on it. It needed to be picked up. I'm, yeah.
And then he did it not once, Danielle, but twice.
Yes, I know.
I vacuumed.
I know my husband. I know how he is. It's just like. When we were asleep, like, the first night we had the generator, JT actually, thank God, he found a generator at the store because they were all sold out. Like, we slept in the living room except for Michael. And
I was fine.
But it's like Rosie said, when we were under the covers, like, in our rooms before we got the generator, like, we were fine. Mm-hmm. It's just our faces were, like, freaking cold. So I would cover my face, like, up to my nose because it was, like...
That's why you made a bed tent.
I think I even slept with my beanie on.
I made a bed tent and I was fine.
Zai was like, I was fine, right? Zai was like,
yeah, he wanted us. He's like, sleep in the room.
But then I think he saw JT setting up the
sleeping bag,
and he's like, I'll sleep on the floor too. I think it kind of reminded him like a sleepover type thing.
Yeah. So, or like camping or adventure.
It was, I mean, it's like
it sucked at the time, but it's gonna be one of those things where you're like. Hey, remember when it fucking freezed and everybody had to like huddle together like in the living room and we're playing just board games?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was kind of fun.
Yeah, like, I mean, at least we were doing other stuff other than watching TV or like...
I think the obstacles that have been thrown at us for... that have been thrown at us last year.
And this year.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully, you know, it doesn't continue. But I think as... human beings, it's probably just made us, hopefully, not everybody. I would say
some people are
20% of us were made stronger, but the other ones are just like, oh my God, I gotta buy toilet paper. Oh my God.
So, freaking this day, they're still fucking hoarding shit. I'm like, what the
fuck? I know. Like Michael went to the HEB and he says they're still like, it's stocked pretty well, but there's still stuff they got.
Like napkins?
I went to the dollar store, all the fucking sodas and everything are off.
God, like soda.
You know what the biggest thing is? They never ran out of beer.
That's not true.
Where'd they run out of beer?
What did I tell you? They ran out of my brand.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, but beer in general.
But beer, all of
I'm
beer.
Not drinking that fucking Bud Light bullshit.
Yeah, but other people do.
They were like, hey, we still have piss on stock.
Yeah, I would have walked. If they didn't have my beer, I would have walked out with a 6-pack of Schlitz.
Dude, no, I'd rather drink Schlitz. I was already going to buy, like, fucking, what do you call it? Like, maybe a Mexican beer, but I was like, oh, they have Coors, and I drink Coors with my dad, so
yeah.
I was fine with that. But I was going to buy me some Truly.
Truly?
You know, I was like,
I'm not
going to
say nothing about that.
JT can't drink. JT gets freaking drunk off that shit real quick.
Really?
Like Saturday, struggling to find me some breakfast, goddamn.
Oh, I know. Because the trucks were running late, like, to, like, McDonald's and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't have no breakfast.
They weren't even open.
Yeah, they didn't open till 11.
But it was weird because, like, I was telling you, some McDonald's were open early, some weren't.
I think maybe it depends on what they had available.
On the manager.
Yeah.
Oh, our manager's probably from the fucking West Side. He's like, nah, I'm not going to wake up.
It's too cold.
I'm still hungover. From drinking my Bud Light.
I was like, man, start equaling out the shelves. Nobody's going to drink all that fucking Bud Light.
But I honestly think that, I think Austin probably had it worse than we did.
Yeah, it seemed
from
like
what I've
did.
Been hearing.
I mean, I'm sorry, Austin, you know, for what you've been through, but nobody cares for Austin.
JT, shut up. Stop being such a jerk.
No, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, if Austin needed help, I'd help him as much as I can.
Well, of course you do, because
you know,
it would be your job because you work for
course.
A water company.
Well, it's because I think the way
I'd be sitting there turning on their water. I don't really like people from Austin, but I'm going to turn your water on anyways.
Whatever.
It's because, what is it? I like, the way I see it is, like, San Antonio is, like, the thug city.
That's
what
we're awesome,
hey,
Michael.
Well,
we are awesome.
The crime is pretty high here.
Dallas.
I'm not gonna lie.
Huh?
I thought Dallas would be. I think San Antonio and Dallas.
But I thought Dallas was fancier. Is that just Fort Worth?
Houston's bad.
Houston's fancy.
What?
I like Houston better than I do Dallas.
I would suspect that.
You gotta ask Jamie.
Austin
that.
Is fancy. Houston is ghetto. Dallas is ghetto. San Antonio
honestly,
is ghetto.
I went to
San Antonio, you know what? It's like, we're not ghetto. We're Chicago,
went downtown
dude.
Houston,
we're like, we're just
and
freaking.
It was nice. Like, when I went to Dallas, man, I got so frustrated with their goddamn roads. Like, fuck this shit.
I thought Houston was just as bad too, but I don't know. I mean, I didn't drive, so.
Houston was nice. And then their countryside too was really nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
I only been to Dallas, and then it's like we only went like probably it was more like the outer, not the outer skirts.
Where we go to Grapevine, right?
Yeah, by the airport.
Yeah.
See, so it wasn't really in.
It wasn't too bad.
Waco looked fucking badass. Like I would live. Like Waco looked nice.
The town of Waco.
Yeah,
the
like,
city
this,
of Waco
looks
nice.
This place looks nice.
I think Addison was it? Addison, Texas is really fancy.
I don't like Austin.
Well, no, because
like
you know,
I'll go there like for a day or two, but I wouldn't.
It's because we're not the hipster type.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
I have a beard, but I'm not a hipster.
We're not that
you
type
had it
of person.
Before that it became
yeah.
a trend.
And I shower once, twice a day.
We're the you know, let's listen to some fucking music and drink. That's how we are. We're not saving the world.
You know what, when we drove down
we're
to,
here for a good time.
To Gonzales, I like Gonzales, ain't nobody in Gonzales.
Yeah, I did too.
And then when we drove down to Pearsall too, I like Pearsall, ain't nobody in Pearsall either, ain't too much people, so, you know, you don't have the crowds and all that stuff, which is pretty good. You know, you grew up in small towns, so it's cool, man. Castroville, yeah, you hit traffic
it's
in Castroville
fancy
now.
Though, like, Castroville's a fancier, like... Fancier little town.
Yeah.
Like, I like Lido.
Like, Fredericksburg's
too.
Getting that way,
yeah.
too, now.
Green. I think green.
Yeah, green is... Like, when we went to Austin one time, me and Brian, shout out Brian, we went to Austin City Limits, which he doesn't remember that he ever win. When I was like, remember when we went to Austin City Limits? He's like, no. I was like, yeah, we went. We went to that concert over there. He's like, oh, for real? So when we went there, this was his thing. I think that was his first time going to Austin. He was like, if somebody tells me to sign a petition, I'm going to throw that shit away. But then I think somebody asked him to sign a petition, and he fucking signed it.
Well, I was telling Rosie just the other day, because after this, we were on a boil notice, right, like to boil the water once, because some people had low water pressure or didn't have water at all, so we had to boil our water before we used it to cook or drink or whatever. And Brian called JT and he was like, hey, so when we boil the water, like, what did, and
do we
like,
wait for it to cool when we take a shower, a bath?
And JT's like, you don't have to boil the water to shower or bathe. As long as you don't consume it, don't let the water go into your mouth. Like, you'll be fine. All this time, I've been boiling the water.
He probably never boiled the water. But you didn't have to boil the water to take a shower. You know what I mean?
Whatever.
I mean, we used to take a shower. And
whatever. You know Brian's a bath guy. You know he was boiling the water, making hot water for
his
bath.
He's like, Cindy,
boil
some more water.
Poor Cindy with the big ass.
I know.
Spaghetti pot.
Cindy,
like,
where's the bath bombs? I want to smell like lavender.
He's all, my hair is getting frizzy because it's too steamy now.
Are we going to talk about strange news?
Yeah,
hold on. Let me bring it up.
Oh, God, that's funny, dude. That is so hilarious.
Well, it was strange news that Texas froze.
Yeah. But, hey, we're Texas strong. That's the great thing.
That's the thing with Texas. Like, you know, we all talk shit about other cities, but...
Yeah.
When it comes down to it, everybody backs each other up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Even our hippie, our fancy city, our hippie city, our ghetto city, or, you know.
Yep.
We're a big mixing pot of different things.
Isn't HEB the greatest thing?
Hell yeah.
To ever be on this great
Texas.
State of Texas?
Yeah.
HEB is freaking awesome, man. You gotta love HEB. I love HEB.
Your grandpa loves HEB.
Oh, yeah, dude. He's like, I ain't going to go get no COVID shot till HEB gives them out.
Yeah. And my ex actually, my mom was like that too. She was like, I'll just wait for, you know, for HEB to start giving them out. But they're already giving them out in other states. They're not giving them out here yet.
I told him last time, well, shit, me and Grandpa just go down to the feed store and get a shot with the horses.
Yep. Y'all would do that. So.
Yeah. Guess I can't do that one because I think I saved the wrong page. It's going to make me join a Popular Mechanics, and I'm not ready.
You're not ready to be a mechanic yet?
No, Popular Mechanics. It's, you know, the science magazine.
Oh.
Okay, so first headline. Scientists clone the first U.S. endangered species. Did y'all see that?
No.
Say it again.
Scientists clone the first endangered U.S. species. So in Cheyenne, Wyoming, scientists have cloned the first endangered species, a black-footed ferret duplicated from the genes of an animal that died over 30 years ago. Hmm. So they're bringing back shit that's been
already dead.
Yeah. So the slinky predator named Elizabeth Ann. Why Elizabeth Ann?
I don't know.
Born December 10th, was announced Thursday. It's a cute, it is a pretty ferret. Look at this ferret.
Oh, look at it. Looks like a little puppy.
They smell like shit, though.
You're the one that wants a ferret.
But they smell like skunks because they have scent.
Bad vision.
Yeah. Don't they go blind?
Over time.
Because y'all saw Along Came Polly.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Y'all saw Along Came Polly, and y'all like, they have bad vision.
That's exactly where we're referencing it from.
I'm like, what is your basis?
And they steal stuff.
Well, they do steal shiny shit.
See?
Because my friend had ferrets. Right, she had two ferrets, and like if you put your car keys out, they would steal it, but you would ultimately know where they were because they would hide it in the same spot.
They would hoard it?
Yeah.
Along
Came Polly.
So, unlike I'm looking for something. Look good, because I don't want to read the whole goddamn story. So basically, they cloned a 30-year-old dead black-footed ferret, which is an endangered species. Mm-hmm. So, do you think they should start cloning endangered species?
Not all of them.
Why not?
That's just plain God, though. I mean,
that's true.
But I think if human beings wiped them out, then yeah, of course.
Why not human beings bring them back?
Yeah.
But like, what if they bring back like Jurassic Park?
No, but that's I'm not saying that. I'm saying stuff that's still alive.
Yeah.
Like rhinos.
No, that,
the white
that's
rhino.
Fine.
That
yeah.
just recently went extinct, too.
No, there's only like a handful of them. Is it the white or the black rhino?
One of them is extinct now.
But yeah, they're like so endangered, it's like...
But yeah, I mean, I see nothing wrong with it. I mean, they should bring them back.
Well, what if they start bringing them back and cloning them and they start using them for whatever they wanted to? Like... Whatever the poacher
what
was trying to get.
What if they clone them and it comes back as something that they didn't want it to come back?
You're talking about like Pet Cemetery?
Yes.
The only thing is,
they put
what?
It down. All right, this one didn't work.
Yeah.
So yeah, then y'all see there.
What if it brings some sort of odd disease and kills off everything else? You know what I mean? That's the biggest thing too.
So you're saying like cloning it brings back like an. Like an old... Well, we're not talking about bringing something from ancient times.
No, I know that.
Yes,
but what if they do...
Well, because then you don't want the Jurassic Park.
Pet Cemetery.
First of all, we're not going to... If they ever open a Jurassic Park, I'm not fucking going.
I would go.
Nobody's going to go.
I would go.
You would die.
And you're going to die. You're going to be the one that dies on the toilet.
No, I won't.
Like the
lawyer.
I'll blend in with them. Supposedly, you say I make their noises.
Oh,
but that's true.
We've all heard it.
We
I have it recorded. I can play it on the audio right now. I could snip it right in here.
You should.
No, I'm not.
But,
she sounded like a velociraptor.
You did, right?
Which one? Like the scene when they're in the kitchen?
No, and then all of a sudden she goes into the freaking Brachiosaurus.
I think she loves those movies so much that
she just mimics them in her sleep.
She are you dreaming about Jurassic Park?
I don't have dreams.
You don't remember your dreams. Everybody has dreams. She says she don't remember.
It's just during the time when you what cycle you wake up.
Yeah,
you
and then you
don't
forget
remember them, and then if you wake up in a different cycle, then you remember them.
That's how we were talking about. Remember sleep paralysis?
Mm-hmm.
And my
like when we slept in the living room, it's like I'm just telling y'all, I'm gonna snore.
I don't know how y'all slept with.
He points to you.
With Rosie and Cave Baby.
I slept fine on the floor. I'm used to sleeping on the floor. I mean, I'm not used to sleeping on the floor, but I can do it.
Yeah, so Cave Baby.
Rosie, honestly thought it was JT for snoring, but like then I got up and I was like, oh shit, it's Rosie.
That's crazy, right? I would probably snore in the bed, but I was sleeping on the floor and I didn't snore.
Yeah.
I mean,
because you were straight.
You snore when you're asleep on the couch.
Yeah. I can sleep anywhere. I'd sleep outside.
I can't sleep anywhere.
I don't give a shit, dude.
I can't sleep anywhere. I know.
I could sleep in this chair right here.
Zai could fall asleep anywhere.
Yeah, Zai could sleep.
Oh, really?
Zai
should
sleep
foot,
in the bathtub.
Shaky foot when she starts falling.
I'm not asleep.
It's like when she does the shit in WWE, whenever they're like in the headlock.
It's
shut up. Shaking the leg, and then her hand. I'm still awake.
Horrible.
All right, let's go to the next one.
But should they clone? Should they clone extinct animals? I think they should.
I think it just depends
to a point.
On which one?
Yeah, I think it depends.
To a point,
on which
yeah,
ones.
To a point.
Well, because like certain animals that are like very close to dying out.
So the thing about
it. But what if they come back like not like. Well,
you're not, it's not Pet Cemetery,
no,
Danielle.
Look at Multiplicity. They
come
out
like
all right, different.
But they're making that was a full person, Danielle.
It's a full animal.
This one, they start off from a baby.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it's not Michael Keaton.
It is. They're going to try to.
We ate a dolphin, Steve. So, next story. Two Florida men arrested, of course, Florida. Ready?
Always Florida.
After TikTok allegedly shows unlicensed surgery on a dog.
What?
So, two men were arrested in Florida last week after a TikTok video allegedly showed one of them performing an unlicensed C-section on a French bulldog. Larry Colon? Is that how you say his name? C-O-L-O-N, right?
C-O-L-L-N.
C-O-L-L-N.
I don't know.
Colin, maybe?
So how do you spell it again?
C-O-L-L-N. Yeah, it's like Colin. It's just missing the E in between the L and the E. N.
C-O-L-O-N.
Oh, Colin.
Right, Larry Colin.
That is weird. His name is Colin.
I know. That's what I was like. That's a weird last name. It allegedly is. Paid an unlicensed man to perform an operation on his dog. Layla, well, that was the name of his dog.
Mm-hmm.
Layla.
As his teenage daughter filmed it, according to Lake County Sheriff's Office, authorities identified the man who performed the C-section as Frankie Huerta Rivera. See? Ooh, I said it right. Who is not a licensed veterinarian in that state. The animal cruelty investigation visited Colin's home in, I don't know what the fuck, Clemente? About 25 miles west of Orlando. So, what this guy did was he posted a video of his dog
on
TikTok of his dog getting a C-section done.
I mean, I know they used to do that back in the days. Like, you would just, there were guys that would just supposedly knew how to do it, but. I would say right now, no, you can't do that. And
why post it on TikTok?
And then I wouldn't even allow that to happen. Like, if it was Blue and Jasper, like, I'd be like, no.
So I read the article. The man was trained as a veterinarian. He's just not licensed.
But
so
okay, so
doing.
Then why did they post it on TikTok, though?
Because people are obsessed with TikTok now.
Yeah,
know?
But it's like
they
want to
put their whole goddamn life
on it. They
didn't want
to get... They don't want to get in trouble or anything, then don't post it on TikTok.
Exactly.
It's like, and it doesn't matter. Okay, he was training to be a veterinarian, but he's not one. So it's like a doctor recording a surgery that, well, like, somebody that was going to school to be a doctor doing a surgery.
It's like a med student.
Yeah.
Doing. Yeah.
Like, you're not licensed.
It's like, I got you.
Yeah.
I got you, Bri. I know how to do a remove your appendix.
Yeah, it's like, no. I don't think so.
But why put it on TikTok? Then you're on TikTok, so.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't follow shit like that.
Whatever, you probably all into animal abuse.
No, I have my Jasmine too. I don't think so.
I'm just saying, crazy shit. So,
but if I had to do surgery on the dogs, I would do it.
Well, because he watches Dr. Pool, right?
Poole. Yeah, Dr. Pool.
Yeah, but that's...
Excuse me, I got this. I want
to see. I
wouldn't
Dr.
be
Pool.
Able to do that either, babe.
No, I wouldn't do it. Because
even if we had animals, you wouldn't be able to do it. You would have to call an animal vet.
But what if we were out in the middle of nowhere?
So do you think...
I know, he thinks he's my doctor because he tries to diagnose me. And then when I'm feeling sick, like, he's all, you're fine now. You're fine. There's nothing
so,
wrong with
so you.
It's
think,
all in your head.
Do you think a doctor could do a surgery on an animal and a veterinarian could do a surgery on
like,
a
like, I think
animal?
A veterinarian...
Yeah,
like
flip flop.
Yes.
Yeah, but I think with the veterinarian, the surgery probably has to be, like, more of a minor surgery, not, like, a major, major
well,
surgery.
Look at... What's his name from The Walking Dead? Herschel.
Oh my god, here we go.
That's fictional, Rosie.
They did it right.
I think you can. You probably
can.
You
can
too. To an extent, you know?
That's what I'm saying, to an extent.
Because some of the organs are the same, you know what I mean? Not
I don't think
the same, but
I don't think
they
you're
gonna
similar.
I don't think you're gonna try to tie some change to a baby's ankles to pull them out the mom, you know what I mean? Like they'd be horses and cows, but I mean, you can do it.
Well, isn't it kind
you can,
of
you can't do
kind
it.
Of the same because when a baby's stuck and they grab the forceps or whatever.
Yeah, they pull them. That's what happened to me. That's why I got these little.
I mean, like people have delivered babies that are not live, but that was probably in a state of emergency where the person couldn't get to the hospital or something like that to where whoever was there, they had to kind of think on their feet and be like, okay, we need this or whatever.
So. Like, would you be able to, like if that came to a situation, like, and you were out there in the middle of nowhere?
Like, imagine the snowstorm. People weren't able to go. What if someone went into labor during that shit? That's
and then by the time the EMS comes, like, you never know.
Yeah.
Somebody had to help her have a baby.
I think there's been times where, like, you know, like, they're giving them instructions while
mm-hmm.
they're talking to them.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Yep.
I mean, maybe.
All
right. So next story for the people that love to fly.
That don't have to fly.
Boeing 777 airplane parts fall from the sky in.
Oh, I heard about that.
Broomfield. All right.
That's
so.
Scary.
Broomfield, Colorado. Metal airplane parts fell from the sky Saturday afternoon from a passing aircraft in the Broomfield area, according to law enforcement. So what happened was, from what I understand, is
They show pictures of pieces of the
there plane. Were no confirmed injuries or whatever, but I think it's just like something happened with the engine and parts started falling off of it, like through the town of Broomfield. So that's just crazy, you know what I mean? Because it kind of reminds the reason I got this story is because it kind of reminded me of
Donnie Darko.
I was gonna say.
I like how she just says it real quick.
The Twilight Zone with the Gremlin.
Oh yeah.
Where he's pulling the parts off and he's like
throwing them.
So yeah.
Donnie Darko.
So it's crazy because they have like video of God dang, he went back to the ferry.
Dad, Rosie, you made him forget what he was doing.
I know, Donnie.
Could you imagine like a bolt falling from 20,000 feet, whatever it is, coming straight down, right? And it hits somebody.
Yeah.
It, like, goes straight through their skull, right?
That's scary.
So every day we walk out there and there are planes flying over us, what if one of them loses a bolt?
Like in Joe Dirt. Remember the pile of shit?
Oh, yeah.
And he's up dipping his fries in.
Ew.
He thought it was a meteor,
I
right?
He thought it was
so,
a meteor.
I have haven't seen that one in so long, I don't even remember.
He's dipping his friends, and they're like, no, it's a frozen piece of,
pile of shit.
Yeah, of, like, ew. Pork potty water.
Oh. Rosie's not eating?
He's all fucking dipping his friends. So I ate off of that. That's hilarious, dude. But yeah, so it was having engine issues, and so I guess pieces started falling off. And
so they didn't realize they had engine issues either.
No, they did. They turned around and they flew back. Nobody got hurt. No,
no, but even before they took off.
I guess not, then, you know.
That's crazy.
We can ask them. Okay. It keeps going back to the ferry. All right, this one was kind of freaky. Well, it wasn't kind of freaky. It just... kind of like, it's like, just leave things where it needs to be. Scientists surprised to find life underneath Antarctic ice. So scientists in Antarctica have found life flourishing in some of the most inhospitable conditions on Earth. After drilling half a mile of ice, researchers plunged a camera 1,600 feet down into the Antarctica seafloor and were stunned to find sponge-like animals clinging to the rocks.
Oh, that's cool.
This is how the fucking thing started.
Yeah, that's right, because they were drilling, right? They
why? Like, sponge-like things. What are they going to do? They're going to pull one up,
and
all of a sudden, we get fucking COVID-33.
Yep.
Leave it down there.
Leave it down there.
Fuck off.
It's like when they get a new, find a new species, they're not going to leave it alone.
They're like, oh, that's true, because like, what if it was like, oh, it
like
cures cancer.
The human race is thirsty for knowledge and want more and more.
But it's weird because like, you could pull it up and it could be the worst thing ever.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Or you pull it up and it can like
bless
I said,
you.
It could be the cure for cancer.
Bless you.
You never know.
So it's either or. It's like, it's terrible.
Yeah. Well, just like, remember, that what was it that they're finding those tombs in places? It's like, don't open it. Keep it closed.
What tombs?
They found something, like, they were posting about it all over Facebook. I don't know. And people were like, posting, leave it alone. Don't open it.
And they opened it?
Oh, I don't know.
Probably.
I'm sure they did.
Yeah, exactly. Let me see if I can.
I would have opened it.
Yeah, you would, because you're dumb.
Without a mask on or anything.
It's just like we're watching.
Do y'all have a crowbar?
What was it, Rosie? We were watching Nuke's Top 5 yesterday, and JT was like.
Shout out to Nuke's Top 5.
It's just this, and it's just that. Like, every single one was something.
Okay, look, dude. So the moment
like,
I see something.
Like, some of them I did see his point, like, okay, yeah.
The moment I see something paranormal, then I'll believe it. But other than that, I have not seen anything paranormal.
I agree with him, because there's a lot of stuff where you're like, well, no, that's just, and they zoom in on it. They're like, they zoom in on it so, like,
I don't know, that one was pretty, like,
dramatically, you're like, dude, that's just the freaking,
the one that gave me chills.
The one that made
you
jump?
Yeah, that
it's
one
just,
no, that one was kind of creepy, yeah. Even JT was like, oh, shit, like, yeah.
It like, to me, it's just like the camera trying to auto-adjust.
Yeah.
And when it auto-adjusts, like, things become kind of funny.
Like, some of them, like, the one with the man that they saw standing in the abandoned, like, school.
Well, that's
they saw the shadow, right? But to me, and they look like a man with a hat, but then it could be just something else. And like J2 is saying, places like that can have caretakers
to make sure
that, you know, the homeless people ain't going in there and making it like they're...
Probably someone cut up a cardboard box or something, or cut a person.
It could be
up.
Anything. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's usually an explanation for everything. But, like, people have a tendency to over-exaggerate. I think if you went over there and actually looked at it, you know, I mean, you take the risk. I mean, what if it is something and it kills you or hurts you? But you'll never know. You're just gonna catch it on camera, and you know, you'll be like, well,
that one with the
bullshit.
Lady that was fine, that had the FEP in her house. It's like somebody
FEP?
Died. I'm FEP. I'm thinking of work. I'm thinking of work. Yeah, EVP recording.
Okay, first of all, Rosie knows how much I ate that fucking ghost box bullshit.
No, it wasn't a ghost box. It wasn't that.
And you're like,
it wasn't that. This lady had called a group of investigators that they have a channel on YouTube, and so she bought a house from another lady, and she was saying that she was getting pushed down the stairs and hearing like voices.
The previous owner said, the interview, she said the same thing. She described the same thing that was happening to her. The
yeah.
Resident.
So she said, was it an EVP? Like in one of the bedrooms. And it actually caught like a girl
like
saying,
"Clear as freaking."
Like it sounded like somebody was like after her. Like it was weird. Like she was like, "Help me! Like help me! Like stay away from me!" And even JT on that one was kind of like, "Oh, okay." Because I mean, where would you pick that shit up?
Radio interference.
No, it was too like.
This was too like clear.
And then it made sense with
radio
the
interference?
No, but it
no,
made
but it was like
it made sense that something like that would happen because it seemed like something violent was in the house, and it would fit with what they were experiencing and what the previous owner was experiencing. And even one of the paranormal researchers like got scratched, right, or something like that, or what?
His foot. Somebody was under the bed, grabbed his foot.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so, speaking of ghosts.
It's all BS.
Speaking of ghosts, we're going to skip to, I have a ghost.
You're going
to
scare Rosie, then.
A ghost story. The lady, okay, so, mysterious lady in red. And it's like, the lady in red of Ainslie Castle is the most recent in a long list of alleged apparitions. So what happened was, let me go back down. Footage of a mysterious lady in red who has been linked, who has been suggested might be Britain's short-lived queen, Lady Jane Grey.
Ooh. From King
X-Men?
Henry VIII?
Yeah.
Jean Grey from X-Men?
Jane Grey.
Right.
Isn't that one of the wives
been,
from Henry VIII?
Yeah. Has been like, I guess, photographed. And if you see the picture, it's kind of
red.
Yeah, look, check it out.
Let me see, I'm gonna
wow.
So.
Oh, okay.
All right, so I'm showing everybody the picture, and now I will probably post it, or at least share the story in our Facebook group. So.
Why is it always distorted, though?
Because they're ghosts.
The strange, what happened with this guy, with this story was, historian enthusiast Paul Sanders was filming footage of a filmed the amazing footage of a ghostly lady in Ainslie Castle near Newton recently.
Mm-hmm.
Since the footage has gone viral, social media has attracted attention to the paranormal enthusiasts all over the world. The 42-year-old historian could not believe his eyes when he saw the figure, which was wearing a red, flowing red gown that appeared by the doorway in a medieval castle. So what he was doing, he's just a historian filming castles.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, he's like, hey, why is there somebody there when somebody shouldn't have been there?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's out of place.
Yeah, it's out of place. And especially nowadays to where this clearly it looked like a lady, but like I said, it could be too pixelated to where you zoom in too much and maybe it appears to be a lady. But it still seems out of place because you can totally see a red shirt and a black like dress. So it's like it doesn't fit the period that we're in either because nobody really dresses
where
like
is
that.
This?
Did they offer tours there? It could have been just a random woman.
No,
they didn't pay attention.
There's nobody there.
They don't dress
there.
Up like that.
Huh?
They don't dress
castle.
Up like that. Like they could, a lot of them do have like to where you can visit like a museum just to go in
yeah.
there and see. But nobody's gonna be dressed up like that.
Ansley Castle in Warwickshire. Warwickshire, you know.
It could have been. Just
so he was making it. He was what he was doing is he was making a documentary on castles.
Oh, okay.
So normally when you're filming, you have kind of like a closed set. So you, because you don't want people to, like, yeah, you can do where you have video of people visiting the castle, but if you want to show the actual castle, you want to film when there's nobody there, just to show like the aesthetics of it, So like,
but do you think to a point where you're actually focused on filming certain things that you get like your blinders on, you don't pay attention to everything that goes on, so you could have slipped.
I think he actually didn't even notice until he started editing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So maybe it was a random person, and he filmed. He didn't notice it when he was filming it.
Like a reenactor or something.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, like, he reviews the film, and he's like, what the hell, there's somebody there.
I mean, it's a possibility.
You know what I mean? Because that happens a lot. You know, it happens every day to people.
Like somebody walks into the shot by accident. I mean, it's a possibility. But, like, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of...
I think it's a slight possibility, not a big possibility, what you're saying.
I mean, that's just my opinion, though. I mean, I believe that... No. Yeah, because that's usually what's involved. That always happens. It's like, oh yeah,
so
you know.
She is part of the tutors, right? Was she or no?
I pan round to look at the building. Now, if I pause there, and if I widen this video, you can see that there is a lady standing there.
Yeah, so I'll post the video.
She was queen, right?
What is a lady in your
short-lived queen? That's what I heard you say.
No, yeah, maybe.
Because if it's Jane Grey, who was a part of the Tudors, she was only queen for 9 days.
She was beheaded, right?
Yeah, for treason.
But they said she was like, because I think a lot of people see her without her head.
Yeah, that's what I was reading too.
But yeah, it's like, I'll post a video, and I'm not saying that it isn't a possibility that somebody walked in the shot.
Yeah.
Because somebody could have totally walked in the shot.
Of course.
What are the odds of them wearing that same color that they're?
Did they show her in photos wearing that dress?
Exactly, that's the thing too.
Probably because I mean, like,
well, they didn't have photos back then. It's like
paintings. I'm sorry.
Like, I mean, I know they say they see, I think, the ghost of Anne Boleyn too.
Yeah.
And she's seen wearing something that she's wearing from the photo. But I mean, not every outfit they wore
was painted.
So
of course,
you don't know.
I mean, I don't know. I see it as maybe they just caught some random person in a dress.
But who would be dressing like that?
It doesn't show specifically what they're wearing. It's just a red dress. You never know.
A red dress and like it looks like a black skirt.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't show like the details of it. Like,
but still, by looking at the dress, like, you can probably see what style of dress it was. And if you can tell from even a blurred photo to see if it's of this time or not this time.
So the thing is, if, like, you know, God rest my grandma's soul, but if you were to not pay attention and you were to slide on over and take a picture of my grandma, you'd be like, why? I was like, she's probably... Because she wore the puffy shirts, the puffy sleeves, and the shirts that had the little, what is it?
But that's different.
And she wore...
Your grandma was over there at the...
I'm just giving an example. It could have been just some random person.
But like I said, yeah, it is a possibility that somebody walked into the shot. I think it's kind of weird because nobody really dresses that way anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And even the way she's carrying her hands, which is kind of like in front of her.
Yeah.
Which... A lot of people don't do that anymore.
They don't.
And the biggest thing is, like, I tell your sister, like, I would want to go and just be proven wrong. Like, if
we,
like, say...
That's why me and Rosie say we would not want you to go anywhere to a haunted place, because the way you are,
uh-huh.
like, Nessio,
you go further and further.
You go further and push it and push it, and you'll bring shit home.
No, no, it's not bring... I just want to, like,
no,
okay.
No, that's not... No, you don't
You're
understand.
The Zach Baggins.
Yeah, exactly.
You're Zach Baggins.
And that's why you wonder why I don't, like, if y'all want to go somewhere hot... No, I don't. I don't feel comfortable with you going.
Because you're Zach Baggins, and then you end up fucking...
Didn't he get shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, you see? And you think and
acceptable?
You think it's funny.
No, I'm not laughing.
No, but
he
you
had,
think
like,
it's
a
funny.
Pushed
come
it
to
and pushed it.
You
right?
just
like,
smiled right now.
Well, I'm smiling.
He went seeking
he,
it.
Huh?
He went seeking it.
Like he was, and
see,
then he was talking shit to it too.
See, I wouldn't talk shit to it.
Yeah, you would.
Well,
no,
I was
but
shit
you
to
would.
The donkey lady.
Yeah.
Because he
and
he,
you would mock
because
it.
Because
he and
what
that's
happened was he did the same thing that you're like he's talking shit like I'm fucking here whatever you want to come scratch and then he goes. After they left their place, he heard somebody, like, breaking... I think it was, like, somebody breaking into his house, right?
I hate that guy, though.
And then, like, shit started happening for fucking months after that.
You
well,
see?
Look at... What's his name? Shane from... Is it Shane? From, the, what, the Asian guy and the tall white guy.
Oh, yeah.
When he mocked the Annabelle doll and
yeah.
all that stuff. And
yeah,
I,
but just because...
No, he didn't really mock it, though. If you think about it, he was just, like, joking about it, but he didn't, like, really talk.
Well, that's
shit.
What I'm saying. Like, if I joked about it,
no,
then it'll be
but
okay.
No, it's not going to be okay. You see, that's exactly
oh.
why you're not going anywhere.
It's not
buddy.
Like with Zach Baggins does, where he's actually, like,
taunting
talking them. Shit.
He's
taunting
them.
Yeah, but if JT were to be drinking, and that day that y'all went to the Donkey Lady Bridge, y'all were drinking... He would say some shit.
And all of a sudden,
well, yeah, did.
His foot turns into a hoof.
Yeah.
Just
what's
like,
going
like
on?
The I say we go back, so that way
no,
we can
No, I'm not going back with you because...
You didn't go the
well,
first
I'm not
time.
Going with you regardless because something I'll probably attach it to me because you're an asshole.
Oh, we didn't even catch nothing.
Yeah, y'all did, but Michael deleted the recording.
Right.
Who says I like to party?
It didn't say
it was
like
Brian. That.
Brian does not have a girly voice.
Have you heard him on video? No. That's what the, I thought y'all said that the person said. I like to party.
Okay, so. But come to find out, I heard. I haven't fact checked it, but this is what I heard. That, like, there was an accident there.
Uh-huh.
When a bunch of, like, kids were
partying.
So
it could be because a lot of kids would get into accidents there because it's so freaking dark.
Yeah,
and then it's like I heard it from somebody.
Did
and
say we're
like,
here to party or something like that.
Or I like to party.
Yeah.
I
like to party.
That's a yeah. So
what if we show up and we start partying, and you start seeing some girl that's like
not even. JT wouldn't even do nothing. He'd probably still be
like,
y'all
what?
Wouldn't
okay.
You'd probably still be partying.
What if you saw a ghost that was so corporeal, like it was so looked like a person, he didn't even think twice that it was a ghost.
Like they don't converse with you.
Well, look,
right?
so
like if you went to the missions and you saw somebody like walking by and you're like, that's just a person.
Yes.
They just look at you. Not say anything.
I mean, there's
the
some that actually. I mean, there's some that actually converse with you, and
yeah,
then
so,
people are like, "Who are you talking to?" And it's like you turn; they're not even there anymore.
So,
like,
so like, I think I brought up the story before, like when I was going home that day, and that lady,
oh,
like,
that oh.
I was driving right,
that's
and
a scary story.
It was fucking foggy as shit, dude, and I mean foggy, and then like the fog cleared, and I saw the lady walking.
It's
and she was just a regular woman. She was wearing like a spaghetti strap shirt with shorts, and she was a chunky girl. Lady, I'm sorry, she was a woman. And I paid no attention to it. And I was like, why is she fucking walking? It's pitch black and dark, you know what I mean? So I drove, and I was like, you know what, let me turn back. So I turned back.
Why would you turn?
Because maybe she needs help, Danielle.
He wasn't going to help her regardless.
No, I just wanted to see if she was still
exactly.
there.
Yeah, exactly.
I turned back.
Oh.
And
unhelpful.
I drove down that fucking road, dude. And I was like, where the hell did she go? I was like, she's gone. And in my head, I'm thinking, well, fuck, man. Maybe somebody picked her up. Or maybe she went into the field to go to her house. I was like, but she looked like a...
Yeah, but
flesh
they
and blood
can,
person.
But they can look like just a regular person.
That's how a lot of these like ghost stories start. That they're like, I thought it was a person.
Yeah, and she was dressed in the clothing that we wear, like that we wore, like this time. Like she was just a casual person, like. And I don't know. I didn't see any like you know.
I told JT I
missed,
made good.
You're like. You're expecting like something. Maybe you're expecting something that actually
like supernatural.
Like, it's like
event.
A fucking mist, and it's like
how you see it in movies, kind
yeah.
of.
Yeah, but then maybe you actually saw
a
fucking ghost, and you didn't even think about it.
Yeah,
you're like, oh, it's a girl.
It's
a fucking
girl.
To me,
it was just a woman that probably got an argument with her husband.
It's a chubby girl that ran out of the truck.
I mean, you'd have to look into it, be like, oh, was there ever an accident there? Was there somebody that passed away there?
I'm pretty
there?
Sure. It's an old country road.
You know what I mean? Like, those are the options. I mean, it was kind of awkward, the fact that the mist was thick, the fog was thick, and then momentarily it cleared to a point where I was able to see
painted the exact fucking, like, a haunted fucking...
Yeah. So how can you think that
every
it's...
Time there's
a ghost
like
story.
A
it's like you... It's like
I'm always like...
Okay, so you know what else? Okay, so back in the day, well, then, those, I don't know, if you ever went down that way, you always see those rocks that are kind of like at the T of East Road, if you go down
mm-hmm.
that way. Supposedly, like, it was an old, like, farm or an old ranch and
all that
shit would belong to, like, you know, whatever. So, I don't know. I never saw nothing. Am I saying she was a ghost? No, I'm not. Am I saying the possibilities there that she may have been something?
It's funny because it's like he was writing it out of a horror movie.
Yeah,
right?
But yeah, he doesn't believe
it was
just a regular girl.
It was just
girl.
A chubby girl.
Yeah.
Well, fucking
I honestly
girls
don't
can't
believe
be fat?
That a girl would be walking out there.
Well,
it's
I mean,
dark without
unless she was on something.
Unless she was drunk.
Yeah, unless she was. That's what I told JT.
Yeah.
Another possibility is she could have been a drug addict or something. Or
but did she react to you passing by?
But that's the thing. If they're on something, they're not going to react. Not
well,
all of them.
It depends what they're on.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So if she was on more of a...
She didn't try to stop me or...
Did she even, like, glance or look at you or, like...
She was focused on walking straight. She was just fucking mad at the world. You know what I mean? Like, somebody pissed her off.
And she had somewhere to go.
Yeah,
yeah.
That was it.
Well,
maybe.
They pissed her off
because
they killed her. I don't know. She was a ghost.
Because that's what I told...
Rosie already has it in her mind that she's a ghost.
Yeah. You're not going to kill me.
And that was the only time...
How long did you take to go back?
Dude, it was like 2 minutes. 3 minutes, maybe.
She couldn't have got that far.
She couldn't.
But if anything, if she was, like, the thing is, if she was a drug addict or something, she could have tried to cut off towards the field because she doesn't know what the hell she's doing. She's just like, oh, okay, let me go off this way.
So I crossed the tracks, right? Oh, made it even more scarier, right? Tracks.
Exactly.
I see. Fucking made it into an actual
ghost
story.
I crossed the tracks, and I'm going down, and I'm driving, you know, and there's a cross street, and then... You know, and the fog kind of like clears up, and then I see the girl, and I recall her. She was wearing blue jean shorts, and a pink tank, like a pink not a spaghetti strap, but a tank.
Muscle.
Yeah.
But it's a spaghetti strap. I'm sorry, guys.
I don't know. Like it was a pink shirt, you know, but it was sleeveless, and she was just walking, man. And then I drove. It was her, and then the cross street, and then I kept on driving. And then I drove probably for like a minute, maybe 2 minutes, probably longer, I don't remember. But then I turned around, and then, you know, like, just the, you know, curiosity, and she wasn't there. Who's to say that?
So, like, did the mist come suddenly, or did it, like...
No, it was there. It was already there, yeah. It was bad. But who's to say that the vehicle came from the cross, we picked it up and split?
I don't know.
Yeah. So.
That's true. I mean, wouldn't you have seen some lights or something? Was it different? I mean, if it was dark?
I don't know. That road actually turns. So you can go, let's say you drive a few seconds and the road curves. So maybe they were just barely coming from the curb and then they picked up and split.
Yeah. True story.
True story. True story.
All right. I'm going to pause because I have to go to that. All right, so next story, we're staying in the ghost lane, guys. Staying in the ghost lane.
Seems like you get more out of everybody in the ghost lane.
Mm-hmm. So, owner of a haunted house unearths a secret vault. Vault. Like a,
I was like, a
bolt.
Bolt. A bolt.
Me too, I was like, what?
After a series of ghostly goings-ons. Goings-ons, that's what it says.
What?
Goings-ons.
What does that even mean?
See? Goings-ons.
Okay.
So I'm not making that up, Danielle. That's what they wrote.
That's horrible.
Because it's the mirror. So, Rupert Ellis bought a house in Camber, Cornwall, a couple of years ago. I had no idea. Had no idea of the secret. Had no idea of the secret history within its walls. He says, strange going ons. Is that am I saying that right? Strange goings ons.
Yeah.
I would say he word. That's like you can use it, but it just doesn't sound right.
It doesn't. Wouldn't it just be strange going ons?
No. Why can't they just say strange phenomenons or strange events?
That just sounds
instead
weird.
Strange. Oh, what was it again?
Strange going ons.
Yeah, that just sounds weird.
So it arouses suspicions. Lights begin like switching on and off, you know. He would wake up in the middle of the night at certain times, probably dead time.
I wake up every time.
While these spooky events were going on, he was unaware that the house, which was built from the famous Bassett family around 1832, was the former head office of the Tee Minerals Company.
Mm-hmm.
So, he bought this house, right? And ghost shit started happening.
Ghost shit started happening. So you should have just said that instead of ghost.
And they there was like a lot of coincidences going on in the house. And so what happened was he ended up finding like a vault in the house through, I guess, what they... From my understanding is when I read the article, this guy had like a tarot card reader there, and then they found a vault. So the vault had the markings of the mining company on it. They haven't, from what I read, they haven't opened the vault.
They don't know
what's in it, but he's saying that a spirit led him to the vault. And I did quotation marks because I don't know if they're... So,
I mean, if he had a tarot card person there, I mean, aren't those like...
I mean, I don't know. What do y'all, like, somebody comes to, like, first of all, would you, like, bring a tarot card reader if you were thinking you're ghost?
I would
you?
Put, like, a medium.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Like a psychic medium or something like that. Like, you would bring him to see if he could fill out any ghosts or whatever.
Shit.
Of course.
Chip Coffee.
She can't say his name.
It's Chip Coffee.
Chip Coffee.
Didn't that guy die?
No, he's still
alive.
Oh. She got all mad. That's her favorite paranormal investigator.
He's
Chip
a psychic
Coffee.
Medium?
Mm-hmm.
He's
awesome.
Very good, too.
Yeah, he's
full
of shit.
No, he's not, dude. He cut. He's
he
like, these
the
are
lies.
The words I'm being told. And he cusses, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, these are not my words. These are the words I'm being told. To express.
Oh wow.
You see come out in a
we'll just go to the Botanica and pick out that one. We'll come over here.
Oh, did you ever see the big ass statue of the Santa Muerta?
Mm-hmm.
That thing is fucking scary.
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't keep that in my house.
Nope.
So yeah, so they found this vault. He hasn't opened it. He's thinking that there's gonna be like pay stubs and like land.
Maybe it's Pandora's box.
Yeah.
Maybe he opens it.
There's like nobody alive that used to own, like
nobody.
They didn't try to track anything down.
Didn't read anything about that.
But that's just
I mean,
weird.
That's what I would do before I... Like, I probably wouldn't even attempt to open
it.
Story. So, you say
I would die. I would die because you would open up and an evil spirit would kill.
And see, that's how you get Ebola.
I would open it.
Not even just ghosts. You get, like, some old germs that were stored up in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man, dude, I found some 20-year-old...
How did I get smallpox?
It's like, oh, JT found a 100-year-old bottle of whiskey and he decided to drink it.
Yep.
And now he's dead of smallpox.
Yeah.
Yep.
You had talked about that, right? A long time ago, another foreman that used to work with me, he said he bought a house over there with the Victorian district, like the Monticello district, mm-hmm. the older homes that were built there. And his wife kept on having a dream that of some rocks, right? Or a paved area. And it was just constant dream every single day.
Yeah.
So one day she decided just to like randomly dig in her backyard and she found pavers. She continued to follow these pavers and then she found out that she uncovered like a whole like sitting area, like a lounging area made when the house was probably built in like the 1900s. So it's just a reoccurring dream she had. And she just randomly, it's kind of like, what's that movie where he starts
Stir of Echoes.
Dude, and
yeah.
She just started uncovering fucking pavers, bro. Like she didn't even know why she was having the dream. It just, she was drawn to it. She went over there. She started digging. Boom, pavers. And she followed them.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Maybe the ghost just wanted her to uncover it and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Or just show what the house was.
Yeah. It doesn't seem weed, though.
It seems like...
No, I'm just joking.
It seems like it wasn't harmful. It was just trying to show her, like, hey, you know, this is...
I mean, that's cool.
Yeah, this is pretty cool. This is like...
Did they refurbish the seating area?
Yeah, they did.
That's it.
Yeah, and they cleaned it up. And
did her dream stop after?
I think so, yeah.
See?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's pretty cool.
See, that kind of thing, I don't mind, okay? Leave
like,
me alone, ghost.
The ghost is like, hey, come and prove
it. Yeah, have a beer.
I don't know. If I ever get, you know, if it comes down to it, it better be a fucking rich ghost, dude. Make me uncover millions of dollars, you know? That's what I want, dude. Come
on. Like
now.
A safe.
Help me out. A good safe. Not full of Ebola.
Me and Rosie would still be hesitant to open it if it was a safe.
Take that shit outside. Open it outside.
Mm-hmm. Hire somebody to open it for you.
You?
If a ghost comes out, it'll attach to you, not to me.
Okay, so the next one, pigs proven intelligent enough to play video games.
Oh yeah, I saw that one.
Did you see that?
Yes.
So they're not actually controlling the games with like their
their hooves.
It's what they have like brain sensors on them or some.
I just got an awesome mental image of a pig playing a video game with his hooves.
So this just goes to show you these kids out here where like it takes skill to play video games. Not really. Pigs can do it.
Pigs are smart though.
Oh
yeah.
Fuck yeah, they're smart animals.
Actually, they were taught to engage a joystick to move the screen sensor to a designated target. Doing so got them a non-verbal treat. Non-virtual treat. So they got like, every time they did the thing correctly, they got a piece of dog kibble. So they were able to play video games, but they were getting like food out of it. So
what if you get a pig that's addicted?
Is it intelligence? No.
It's like, what's it called? Like behavioral engineering.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's
you're teaching them to do this all the time.
So he
yeah, so it's just training
training
them. Like,
mm-hmm.
okay, so this, yeah, you did that correct, so keep doing it.
Yeah.
It's not like they're playing it for fun.
Like, it's not like they have their mind, like, telling it.
Focused
like,
on, hey, I gotta get this sensor or whatever. But
yeah.
But pigs are smart.
Yeah, they're
smart. I mean, they're as smart as a dog. If you can...
Mm-hmm.
If dogs can do this and that, then pigs are the same thing.
Yeah. True.
They taste good, too. Come on.
They're loud as hell, though.
Everybody.
And they sound like human beings when they're crying.
I'll say this one for JT when he comes back. Because I thought it, this was an old story, but I thought it was just cool. But yeah, so I think you could, like, how are pigs' senses smell? Are they just as high as dogs?
You have to ask JT that. I don't know
about pigs, Danielle.
JT does. I don't know.
He stepped out for a while.
He had to go pee.
I think it's just weird how, like, they say they have the intelligence of what, a 2-year-old?
I don't know. You have to ask JT. You're asking the wrong person.
Well, I don't know. He had a pet pig. You should know him.
Nope.
He didn't tell you about... What was his pet pig's name?
Girl.
That's it?
Uh-huh. His pig is girl, and his dad took it to go get slaughtered.
What's that?
Your pet pig, girl. You're talking
about my pet pig? She's the greatest thing ever. She's a smart pig, dude.
Did she play Tetris?
No, I used to ride her to the front yard and the backyard. All the time. You know what I had told Danielle? I was like, you know what the messed up part is? You know, we used to play in the mud, but, you know, you kind of get the idea. She's shit in the same place you play in.
She was playing in poop. Yeah. Like mud shit. And shit.
Yeah.
That's pretty But, like, funny. How smart are they? They're as smart as, like, a dog, right?
Yeah, I mean, you just got to train them. You got to teach them.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, but... They're loving animals, man. They're good animals.
So, this was an old, probably not an old story, but I thought it was just interesting that this came out on July 20th, 2020. States with the most Bigfoot sightings overall.
This is where Rosie said no. That's bullshit.
What do you think?
See, JT's ghost bullshit, Rosie's Bigfoot
what do you think?
Bullshit.
What do you think is number one?
Texas.
No.
It has to be like... Wyoming, Montana,
Florida.
Alaska,
no.
Florida. Did you say Florida?
Yes.
New York City?
No.
What is it?
Washington with 600 sightings.
That's it?
676 sightings.
That's it?
Yep.
Bullshit. That's what I'm saying. Bigfoot's bullshit.
California is number two with 445 sightings.
I wouldn't
sightings.
Think California.
Well, no, it's part of the Pacific Northwest, like the upper part. Hello, that's where they got the...
Yeah, the fires.
No, the Patterson-Gimlin footage. The famous footage.
Oh, that's right. That just looks like a man in
Florida is number three, Danielle. So you were pretty close.
See? I was close.
With 328 sightings.
Texas, man.
Ohio was 302.
Mm-hmm.
Illinois, 296. Oregon.
Babe, you're going to hear that on the...
That's all right. Oregon was, which I would think Oregon would be higher.
Yeah, he's bigger.
By Washington, but it's 254. Texas, Rosie, 246 sightings.
Stupid.
Michigan, 220, and Missouri, 154. So I'm just saying, Rosie. We always have this debate, right? Because she believes so highly in ghosts, right?
Yeah.
And she's like, Bigfoot is bullshit.
Uh-huh.
But then when we talk about the easiest solution is usually the right solution, right?
Yeah.
So which one's more easier to believe?
Bigfoot.
That they're exactly.
No, it's not.
I mean, I would think it would too, honestly, because it's like, it's a living, supposedly, like, being.
That just not found.
Yeah.
No.
I don't believe in Bigfoot. I don't. Like, I do not. But if I were to choose something to make it more believable, ghosts, aliens, reptile people,
I would lean more
towards Bigfoot.
No.
Because why would an alien come down here with a bunch of people that want to fucking steal toilet paper? I mean, they got.
But that's the thing. That's why people say they don't make themselves like known yet because we're not mature enough.
Why even come down?
Or intelligent enough?
I would have been like, look at these guys. Look at these idiots scrambling around doing nothing.
It's the same reason why we go and we dig to the center of the freaking Antarctic.
Well, it's just like
and
saying
we look at sponge.
It's just like saying Bigfoot. You're saying because it's more like they haven't found him, that doesn't mean he doesn't exist. So it's like saying the same thing about aliens.
Yeah. Well, Bigfoot doesn't exist. He probably did exist at a time, but he is extinct, in my opinion.
So I think aliens, Bigfoot, what was your list?
Or if Bigfoot's an alien.
What was your list?
I would believe, what would be more believable for me is Bigfoot compared to aliens, ghosts, or paranormal activity and all that bullshit. And psychic mediums.
Mine's
aliens, ghosts, and then if I have to believe in Bigfoot, then it would probably
be. If I have to.
Well, no, because like, to me, because I tell Rosie all the time, it's like, so you believe you could die and come back as a ghost, which is probably pretty difficult.
I'm finished business.
No, I'm just saying.
Oh no, me, I believe.
Be quiet,
die.
Casper.
But you don't believe Casper. But you don't believe that there's an animal that we haven't found yet.
Oh, there's
which
a possibility.
Has happened throughout the years.
Oh yeah.
To where, like I tell you all the time about the Billy ape,
yeah,
that is a 6 foot tall ape in
I
Africa that they didn't find until the freaking 70s.
I can't say what I would want to say.
The thing is, it's like, we're, you know, the population here is like immense.
You're saying, okay, so you're saying because we're so populated,
yeah,
we should run into it.
We should.
But
unless it's smart enough to hide from us, I don't know.
Look at the mountain gorillas.
Unless it's allergic to infrared.
Okay, that's stupid,
no,
though. There's
that,
people
see,
that go
see, people
into
people take it too extreme to where you're like, if it's in, like, let's say it's intelligent, to where it's like, hey,
it has to be, of course.
These things are not to be trusted. And I say things like us, because we're the things. We're the ones that are encroaching and destroying their environment, right? So
but
if they're
anyone try to put cameras out there?
Oh, yeah.
No, but
yeah.
That's been, like, okay, to me, yeah, I get what you're saying, but they should have had somewhat of some solid proof already.
Yes.
To but, where people could already be like, yeah, there is like, because you still have those people who are like, oh, that's bullshit or whatever. And then you have people.
Drones out in the middle of the freaking night.
So they do have DNA that is like of.
Yeah, but they don't know. That doesn't mean it's Bigfoot.
No, it's unspecific,
yeah,
because they have nothing in our database
to
compare
it
to.
Of.
Yeah.
So it's like. Because you can't,
I know that,
you know what I mean? You can't say,
but it can
be
from
human,
something else.
It's not human. It's not like a great ape. It's something else. It's different. You can't compare it to what you don't have.
Yeah, but it's not necessary to say it's Bigfoot.
Yeah, but you
that's
can't
not
rule
solid,
it out.
That, yeah, but that's not solid evidence. It's saying
you
that
can't
some,
pinpoint it to
it's
something
not something.
That you don't even know.
Okay, so but that is more evidence, Rosie, than ghosts.
No, it's not.
Because spirit boxes, you can throw that out.
Oh yeah, Michael. But
electronic.
What about like an image? What about when you see something that's paranormal? You can't
see,
explain
and then,
it.
Like when you argue that they have no footage of Bigfoot, they do. It's just as blurry and just as pixelated as
ghost
images.
Why isn't
that's what I'm
film
saying. It's
clear?
Just it to me. It's like I'm not saying there's not a possibility of Bigfoot. There could be, but to me, it's like you don't. People should have got something already.
But this is what I tell JT. If there's an animal living in the forest, right? His senses are way better than us.
Oh yeah.
So when you walk in to the forest, he can smell where you're at. Like, even if with your freaking scent maskers or whatever you put on, he's going to be like, oh, I know this where this motherfucker's at. Because I
yeah,
can,
but still,
I
even
can
at
see
that,
him.
How do you
my
know,
vision's
how
better?
Do you know their behavior is and they're going to be curious? Because
they have
before.
They
have and
before.
They have seen people and people don't, like. They get still
see,
blurry stuff or
that's
whatever.
That's what I tell Brian. How do you know that each, like these freaking great apes don't have personalities of their own, which they probably do.
Mm-hmm.
That you have stories of them, some of them being aggressive. those might be the assholes. Mm-hmm. You have some that are like curious, and then they're like, yeah. "What the fuck is that?"
And there's some that stay away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all different, like different kind of people. Maybe Bigfoot has their introverts and what is it? Outroverts. What the fuck is the other word? Introverts and extroverts or whatever.
I don't know.
Whatever.
I don't believe here. Maybe somewhere else there could be a possibility that there's an ape man that walks, you know, upright and stuff like that.
The only way here. I think if they can't get like enough evidence is because there's probably not a lot in existence. That would be the only reason.
So like it's dwindling.
Yeah. Because they would have more evidence if there was more, but still it's like why all the time is this? It's like when you ghost hunt or like everything's blurry. Like why does it have
it's
to?
It's not a clear picture.
Yeah, like why is it never a clear picture at all? Like even people who probably get shit now with the new technology how we have now, it still comes out like blurry or something.
I don't know, like people take pictures like.
It's like you take pictures all the time and stuff, but yeah, you can't get a good ass picture of something that it's blurry.
Like to me, everything is plausible. Mm-hmm. I don't come out and say, oh, that's fucking real. You know what I mean? Everything is plausible because I can't say I don't have proof that's throwing it out. Mm-hmm. I don't have proof saying, oh, that's not real.
I'm not saying it's not real, I'm just saying it's a possibility. But I'm saying, like, in time, it's, 2021...
There's just not enough proof, I don't think. Like, I mean, maybe same with ghosts. But, like, I can say I go. I'm not going to, like, automatically say, oh, that was a fucking ghost. No,
you do
like,
say that.
Yeah,
everything
you do.
You say
that's a fucking ghost. No. She jumps to demons, Danielle. That's a fucking demon.
A demon?
No, but this is my thing. So... To me, they have more proof of Sasquatch than they do of ghosts.
Only because it's physical evidence, but it's not really, like, solid evidence. But
yeah.
It could be, only because they don't know what they're exactly looking at. But, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, so far they've gotten, what is it, DNA, hair strands, fingerprints...
But how do they? That's what I'm saying.
How do they like compare?
Maybe like it. Maybe it's a different.
No,
they compare it to
like human and chimp. Like the
how, but how do they know they're saying it's like Bigfoot? Maybe it's a little
from a distance.
A little.
It's a hobbit.
A hobbit.
Like a little. Like maybe they're thinking like, oh, this person's Bigfoot. He's huge. What if they're saying that and really
it's a small person with big feet
and
a hobbit.
No,
they do see hobbits they're called the hobbit people. Forgetting the name. It's Florentiensis. So supposedly these people were only 3 feet tall.
Well, see, why can't they be... That's what I'm saying.
They
what
have actual fossil records of them.
See, so why
they
can't
call
they...
call them the hobbit people.
Why can't it just be that?
And they would... What they would do is a lot of people... And
don't they have
so,
big feet?
I think he said that.
Yeah.
No?
So I think so. But with the... On this island, people were telling stories of these little, hairy
see?
People...
See? It could be that. Why can't it be
stealing...
that?
Like chickens and stuff from their villages, and they would see it all the time. And then all of a sudden, the sightings started going away just because
they started like
I think man started
population
their freaking like
and
what
that's
we
another,
do
that's another
what I'm
big
saying.
Thing that's another big thing is it like Bigfoot, you know, man has brought so many diseases. You know, you would figure that since he's the closest thing to what a human is, because why, we test monkeys, right? Of course. You would figure he would catch something from our
like
disease.
The flu?
Yeah, like, because we're diseased. Like, we are the disease of the earth, right?
But you never know. Maybe they could have. Maybe that's why there's, if there is any, maybe there's not so many.
Yeah.
Because of
that. So they seclude themselves away from everything. But It's a possibility.
I mean, because if you think about it, like, everybody thought, okay, Neanderthal died out, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, freaking, was it 23andMe comes along, or what's the other one, Danielle? 23andMe or the other fucking DNA testing? Ancestry or whatever the fuck DNA testing sites they have now are now finding Neanderthal DNA in people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So it's like,
of course.
What the fuck? So they died out, but not really.
Because it's the genes.
It's just, it just mixed.
Yeah, we are. We interbred. Yeah, but they're going to be like, that's like you going up to say like, oh, yeah, dude.
There's some motherfuckers that look like Neanderthals.
Yeah, there is.
That guy's ugly.
It's like saying like, oh, yeah, dude, I'm Indian. Well, you're Indian.
It's Native American.
I'm Apache, right? Like, oh, I'm Apache. Whatever. Like, well, how much are you?
Only 1%.
1/16?
2%. I'm 2%.
You're not. I'm sorry. you can't. Oh, you're Neanderthal. What percentage am I? 0.08 Neanderthal. Could I have a scholarship, please?
Yeah, right?
They would get it?
But that's funny, because it's like, that's one of those things where, people thought that was gone. Like, in the 80s, the people called you a Neanderthal,
you were dumb.
You were dumb.
They're actually smart.
Yeah, there were people.
Yeah. They were great hunters, too.
They were just not very vocal, very...
No, they weren't at...
I
think was they weren't as freaking vicious as we were. I think
that's what killed them off, was the sapien, was the
Homo sapien.
Yeah, Homo sapiens.
What we did was, like, probably terrible, because, like, it's what we do.
We bred them out.
Yeah. We take the best looking Neanderthal woman, which was probably ugly.
With a unibrow?
I know, right? Oh.
She's a unibrow. She benched 450.
What was that movie? Iceman, right?
Yeah. Jepper! I love that fucking movie, dude.
I know, dude. We gotta do that. We gotta do that movie one day.
You never seen it?
Really?
Where he's sitting there
and he
passes over in the helicopter. And he's like, Shepard!
Oh, wait, yes, I have.
He's
That's a him. Sad part.
Yeah. No, he smiles. Remember the end when he's happy?
Yeah.
What happens to him? Because he wasn't fit for this world, Danielle.
You need to calm down.
I want to watch that movie again.
See, God damn it, we got to do that movie.
I wonder if it's on Amazon. I should just buy it.
Shepard! Shepard! Rosie's like, what the fuck are y'all talking about?
You never seen Iceman? Dude, it's good.
It's so good.
But it's sad.
No, it's a good movie.
It's sad and happy.
Because it's like, okay, so the basis of this movie is they find a guy frozen in ice and they thaw him out.
Encino Man?
Yeah, Encino Man.
So like, this is before Encino Man. This is the actual like drama version of Encino Man.
Drama version?
So, like, they have him, like, it looks like he's in a fucking zoo.
He came out in 1984.
Yeah.
So wow.
It's a good movie. Jeppers!
Because they put him in, like a biodome. They put him in, like, an ice area, and he lives by, like, you know, like, the way he used to. And he becomes, like, real good with the scientists, right? Yeah. Like, they get real cool and stuff like that. Like, their bond connects and shit like that. It's a fucking good movie, dude.
Yeah.
You gotta watch it, dude.
So we should do Iceman for the next episode. We should totally do it, then, you know, now that we're bringing it up.
And I think they wanted to do something to him. That's why he just fucking let him go, dude. Because
probably experiment on him and stuff like that. So yeah.
Make him not a person. Mm-hmm. Of course, that's what humans do.
Yep.
But yeah, so we'll go ahead and we'll close this out with Iceman.
Rosie has to go to sleep.
Okay, I say we do Iceman for fucking the next episode, but we'll see what's up we're going to do it, Danielle, for an episode.
It's
Maybe not the next episode, but we'll do it. Just because that's a fucking good movie. Oscar-winning movie here.
The Iceman.
that looks like you?
Jeff. Jeff. Baby came out in a movie in 1984.
Who played him?
Shit, I don't know, dude.
Look it up real quick, dude.
He's not gonna know who the person. Let me see it when you look it up because you.
What did he name him? Shit, dude,
I can't believe that movie came on.
Dude, yeah, that movie's so good.
I don't think it has him.
Everybody's probably like, what the fuck? What the fuck is Iceman watch? Everybody listening is probably like, what the fuck is Iceman?
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
It's good.
1984? Okay, hold on.
It's,
I don't know who it is.
It's probably
Charlie Lone.
Who?
John Lone.
Just throwing out names.
And James Token in Iceman. John Lone.
Mm. Did you look up the cast?
Danny Glover comes out in it.
What?
I said we totally gotta watch it now.
He comes out as a
guy.
This is the guy
who played him.
Loomis.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let me see.
We totally gotta watch it. Danny Glover's in it now.
Says he came, that guy came
we
out.
We should have totally watched Iceman since it froze in Texas.
That's true. That's true. With his credits, the guy that played him, it's John Lone, you said?
Yeah.
His credits are The Last Emperor, Year of the Dragon, Rush Hour 2, The Shadow, War.
Oh, he's the freaking main villain in The Shadow and Rush Hour 2.
Rush Hour Part 1.
Mm. Or is he the...
It says Rush Hour Part 1 and then...
He's the...
I don't know Asian? What he...
He's the... I want to say he's the guy
he's
that Jackie
Hong
Chan's
Hong.
Protecting.
Mm-hmm. The father of the girl?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to say it's that guy, right, Danielle?
Mm-hmm. I think... He was nominated for a Golden Globe Award for Best Actor for The Last Emperor.
So we gotta do
Iceman. It says he appeared in numerous high-profile screen and stage roles, films Iceman, Year of the Dragon, and Butterfly, The Shadow, Rush Hour 2. Yeah, so that's what it says.
Yeah, so we gotta do Iceman now.
He was a... Oh, wait, that one.
Put it out.
He was a cook in the King Kong movie.
We gotta say that for the Iceman episode, Danielle.
Okay, calm down. Stop saying Iceman.
We'll watch Iceman and then we should watch, what's that other one? With, were there, Quest for Fire, dude. I fucking love Quest for Fire,
dude. Did you know that was Ron Perlman?
Yes.
I did not
you
know,
didn't
that.
Know that.
No.
Oh
so
my
that's
God,
the
dude.
First JT knew something
it's,
before
yeah,
Michael.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what other movie we should do? Remember, did you ever watch Baby?
Baby? Nah.
The one where they go to Africa and they find a brontosaurus?
No.
A baby brontosaurus?
No.
Yeah, shit. Dude. It's from the 80s as well.
That's fucking funny, dude.
See? God, yeah, I think
you don't need to calm
you gotta watch
right
these
now.
Movies. But yeah, so let's sign off. Okay. I don't have the card. Do you remember all the information, Danielle?
No. What? You never have the card. Just join our group on Facebook, Dead Rooster Radio.
Or we're at deadroosterradio.com. And
which I don't even update the website. So
we're at, you can email us at deadroosterradio@gmail.com. Yeah, but like and subscribe us. We don't say that enough. We need to start saying that more.
Well,
we
need to be more consistent.
Yeah, so. And then Rosie's falling asleep, too.
Yeah, but...
Because she got mad because we didn't believe in ghosts over Bigfoot.
No.
Y'all like Bigfoot over ghosts? What's the matter with y'all? But, okay, so, we might be doing Iceman soon.
Yeah, calm down with Iceman.
I know.
We're gonna do Iceman. You can
first?
Huh?
Isn't Iceman George Gervin?
George Gervin?
Rosie, go to sleep, dude. All right.
This is us saying bye for now.